Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being a listener of ours. We have some really great listeners, and I'm reminded of that every time we go out into the world. Like, just, you couldn't be nicer. Maybe you're awful people inside, like I am, you know? You're nice on the outside, no, awful on the inside.
You should have just there, a period. Yeah, just, you had to keep going.
They seem good through and through.
Right, just yeah. There, period.
Oh, so good.
Thank you. Awful like me. What is that part? Where'd you have to throw that in for?
Well, deep down inside, aren't we all a little bit awful?
No.
I feel like we are. And I just feel like it gives you some real depth, you know? If you're nice through and through, like, what's the point?
She's
you know?
Right. It's very biblical what she said.
What? Oh, what? That there's evil inside? Yeah, is it biblical? I didn't realize I was preaching.
Well, I was thinking biblical. About that secret show from last week that I thought, I'm a little awful.
Yeah, all of us have a little bit of awful in us.
Jesus crap but that, in Christ, that's you what were makes just us... trying to thank the listeners.
It's what makes them interesting is that, you know, they put a good face forward, but deep down inside, awful people. Love
all
it.
Right.
Keeps you interesting. Gives you some depth.
Okay.
There's a guy in New Mexico, and his name is Todd LaTourette.
What's Todd's deal?
Todd's an actor.
Okay.
He has a small but fairly respectable career. He, despite losing his right arm in the service of our country almost 20 years ago. So he's a one-armed dude. And he gets a lot of work because of that, you know. Like, oh, we need a one-armed dude. Let's call Todd LaTourette. He appeared in a Toby Keith movie. It's a country movie. You've probably seen that. I wouldn't have seen that.
I'm a big
you're
fan.
A big country fan.
Yep.
The movie's called Beer for My Horses.
All right.
Sure. Okay. He was in a George Clooney movie. The Men Who Stare at Goats. Remember that one from a couple years ago?
Yeah, it's not that good.
He was on episodes of Longmire and Better Call Saul. So he's, you know, he's gotten some work. Just one problem. He is not a wounded veteran. He's bipolar, and he cut off his own arm with a skill saw during a psychotic episode. But he's been telling people.
Well,
for
you
all these
can't
years.
Tell people you cut your own hand off.
Not if
can you,
you want to work. No.
Why is he telling people that now?
He says it's because he's done living a lie and he wants to get it out there and let people know that the mental health thing is a real thing. He fessed up to an Albuquerque TV station. He said, I severed my hand with a skill saw during a psychotic episode. He knows he's killing his career and said so. He doesn't care. He just wants to do the right thing and help others who are struggling with mental illness. He said, the power is in your hands to take your medication in the morning or at night. So that this discourse of my life doesn't necessarily need to be yours because it happens quick. It happens quick. I think he means it gets away from you. The lie gets away from you. Is that what happens quick, or that you cut? That it's quick when you cut off your hand. I'm not sure what he's.
Well, your mental state.
The episodes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you see someone in distress, and we see it. Someone who seems in control and then isn't on their meds, and now they're in distress.
Oh,
and
we're seeing
see
it on the regular
here in the streets of San Francisco.
Yes.
All the time.
That is, it's incredibly.
There was a
sad.
Guy in. This was when I lived in Encinitas. This guy was known to everybody because he stayed on this basic strip of road, and it was horrible to see, but he was someone who had to, because of the sounds in his head, he had these giant speakers, like, they were big. Oh. They weren't headphones, they were speakers.
Like he had a square speaker on each shoulder?
On each shoulder, and he'd rigged this thing to blast stuff into his head, I guess to stop the voices. And you'd see him. It was just awful to see.
He's a boombox man.
Yeah, like the ghetto blaster.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And I'm imagining that this guy was hearing voices, right?
Well, somebody told him to cut off his own hand. I mean, I don't think you just do that out of the blue. Like, that would be a good idea. It's awful. But, I mean.
So it's.
I feel for him because I feel like. You know, here's a guy who put together a career based on a lie. and I there's a part of me that's like, oh, you should have just kept lying about it.
Well,
you know, if you you stay on your meds and you don't do that again, don't cut off the other. Well, I guess you wouldn't be able to cut off the other arm. Get help with that.
On the other hand, the lie was covering up something he was probably very ashamed of, mm-hmm. and I don't think that he I think the point of him coming out is he shouldn't necessarily be ashamed of it. It's something that he didn't do it for attention. He's mentally ill.
Right. I wonder if this will actually be a benefit to him.
I think it could be.
Yeah, but especially right now where it seems like, you know, talking about mental health is pretty front and center. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot of that and, you know, certainly
maybe some public speaking engagements where
right?
he could say, this is what I did.
Right. And here's why I need to stay on my meds. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine getting to that point where that is an option?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't. So I hope that he will continue to get some work.
Yeah.
And I hope that also that whatever work he does on behalf of people who are mentally ill, maybe that's the best work he's ever done.
Right.
And that's good news too.
Halloween was yesterday. I don't know if you guys noticed.
I did.
A lot of people wearing a lot of costumes and, you know, on TV, especially those morning shows.
You want to hear something
yes,
stupid?
Of course.
You know how my costume zipped up in the back?
Yeah.
I couldn't get it off.
Oh, no.
So I'm walking down the street, and I'm like, I got to get this thing off me.
There's tricks to that.
Well, I got it off me because I was able to zip it down just enough that I could get it over. But, man, I was doing a dance out in front of the B of A on Battery yesterday. If you saw Captain Picard fighting his uniform yesterday, that was me.
You just left it on.
I just
probably
could have
gone 10 miles an hour faster.
No. Anyway, sorry. Go
you didn't
ahead.
Want to stop Engage. A stranger? Did you want to stop a stranger?
I did want to, actually, but and I also just wanted to get out of...
Can you unzip me?
You know how people are. They're very much like, I just want to walk down this road and not get into trouble with
right.
any... I don't want to step on poop. I don't want to get a needle stuck in me.
Plus, I'm looking at my phone.
Right.
I'm not noticing the Jean-Luc Picard struggling with his shirt. Yesterday, as we were walking back toward the station, these three, three uber hot chicks, who apparently, of course, know Hooman, come running up to us. And they're, you know, all over Johnny, all over John.
Oh.
And my brother, John.
Oh.
Mostly because he's stood. In fact, he's like, he picks the cutest one and he goes, hey, you want to take a picture with a hot dog? And she's like, I relish the chance.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God,
that's
adorable.
Hilarious.
So then they're, and, but then the girl starts telling me that she's friends with whom, or you're friends with her older sister or something. Do you know these chicks I'm talking
Jen,
about?
Yeah, Jen, and the other one, I can't remember her name.
Jen, and hotter than the other two.
Yeah, blonde.
Yeah, really, really cute chicks, but just like it, having a party. They're like, we're going to the Battery. You want to go? Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys say?
I was like, I'm sure that if I hadn't been there, they would have wound up
the
at the
boys
Battery.
Went.
I was like, no, we don't. Nope. Thanks, though. What we want to do is get in our car and immediately drive home.
Killjoy.
I just want to go home.
Sorry.
I want to go hang at the Battery. It's not like I'm going to have a drink. It's a weekday.
You didn't have any drinks yesterday?
I actually did have a drink last night. Because I was just so, everyone was just, they were drinking and having so much fun. I'm like, will you make me a vodka, John? And then, of course, that was a terrible idea because the minute I sat down, I fell asleep. All right, anyway, so everybody is wearing the costumes on the morning shows. And what's funny is people are all over Al Roker this morning because he just gave Megyn Kelly crap about the blackface comments. And Megyn Kelly, as you know, is on her way out at NBC. They're negotiating right now. And people are giving him crap because he dressed as Doc Brown from Christopher Lloyd's character in Back to the Future. But he didn't change the color of his skin. I think people are missing the crucial thing. Like, you can be anything you want, you just can't change the color of your skin. And so he's saying,
so people are mad at him.
People were like, how could you, after you just told Megan,
well,
blah,
that's
blah, blah.
Just
he's
what
like,
that is.
You guys, I guess you missed the part of that, about what she said that was not okay. So let me see. He says, there's this quote. I'm going to say this one last time, but the folks who get it understand, and the ones who don't won't. I can be Doc Brown. and I wear the outfit and wig and not change my skin color. If you're white, you can be President Obama if you want. Just don't color your skin. So now we all know the rules. Thank you, Al Roker.
White people don't know. And it's unfortunate. You know, one of the things that I learned in college at MiraCosta College. Mm.
What did you learn there, Vinny?
In Cardiff by the
Sea.
What
did you take away?
Well, my history teacher goes, I have to begin this class by telling you everything you've been taught about American history is wrong. Mm. And I'm going to have to straighten out a lot of stuff because the myth and mystifying and glorifying
and
the building of America has given you the wrong impression. And there it is. It's not everybody's fault. We were all told that these glory stories, and unfortunately, slavery was real and super duper ugly.
And continued past slavery.
And we weren't there.
No.
And if you're not told and you didn't grow up with that being shown to you, then you don't know and you don't understand why that's so damn ugly, and it's not going to just go away.
Well, and then the racism that continued afterwards. I mean, the whole blackface thing is from those minstrel shows where people would go in blackface and just put the most horrible parodies of black people into these performances. And Asian people, too, were victims of this. I mean, it's why the sensitivity exists. So just, you know, try to get that there's a historical meaning behind this and be sensitive to other people. I mean, I get it that there's an awful person in all of us. Keep that person tamped down. Let's try to be good people.
It's so hard.
It is hard. I know. Look, the awful person comes out once in a while, but, you know, try to, like, not intentionally bring the awful person out.
Yeah.
So Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa, they lost their minds. The whole mess of skits. They did, like, 100 skits. They must have put on 100 different...
With outfits?
Yeah. It's like they were 1,000 people yesterday for Hollywood, for Halloween or Hollywood. They did an I Dream of Jeannie skit, a Top Gun skit, Charlie's Angels, Chips, Blossom, Punky Brewster, Small Wonder, Saved by the Bell, I Love Lucy, Dawson's Creek, All My Children, and mashed up the Property Brothers and Fuller House in one show. Yes.
Did they also mention that they blew the entire year's budget on one show?
Apparently, their budget has no limits. They are
That's crazy, dude.
I know, it's insane. They are getting a sitcom made about them. I don't have the story sitting right. Hold on, let me grab. Oh, here it is. ABC is developing a fictional sitcom based on Live with Kelly and Ryan. It isn't just about a talk show. It was inspired by Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest's real-life friendship, which seems so fake to me. When I watch that show, I'm like, they hate each other.
That says the same thing every time we watch it.
It's just, they're so awkward.
There's just something about the
two
of them.
Something weird is going on.
It's called Work Wife, which you're familiar with, Vinny.
Sure.
Kelly and Ryan are actually behind the concept. And it's
Ryan has all the money.
It's just impossible to know how he has any time for this.
You can see him pitching the show because that's what he does and he wants it. But the idea that they're actually going to try to say this is our real life. They tried people out before he got hired. It wasn't like she went, I'm doing the show with this guy or the end. We'll take it somewhere else. Like, it wasn't that.
No.
Whatever.
100 people. They, you know, and Michael Strahan sat in between.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how long it was between him and Ryan actually getting the job, but it was, you know, they tried out a bunch of people.
Whatever.
And Ryan was the one.
We'll see if it's a hit, right?
Anyway, let's see. They're not going to be on the show. They're just behind the concept.
So far.
So produce, right.
I mean, don't you see them at some point going, you know who should play us? Us.
She might have time for that. He does not have time for that. Comedian Michael Ian Black from The State, Wet Hot American Summer. He was also, I know him from, what's that show where the guy who was a lawyer, Ed, I think it was called.
Ed, who had the bowling
He had
alley?
A bowling, he was a lawyer,
Tom
he comes
Kavanaugh.
Back.
Kavanaugh.
Oh, yeah. I love that show, Ed.
Yeah.
We had the longest conversation about Ed the other day.
Julie Bowen was on that.
Yeah, that show was pretty.
I loved
minute.
That show. Yeah. Michael Ian Black was the guy from, he was like the dude from the bowling alley.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's been around forever and apparently he's going to write this thing. So good luck to all of them. On the Today Show, Al Roker was Doc Brown and Dylan Dreyer. He must just be another dude on there. He was Marty McFly. Willy Geist was Ferris Bueller.
Oh, Dylan is a woman.
Oh, Dylan's a woman?
Yeah, she's like...
She played Marty McFly.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Willy Geist was Ferris Bueller. Craig Melvin was Prince Akeem from Coming to America. Peter Alexander and Jenna Bush Hagar were Maverick and Goose from Top Gun. That's fun. Carson Daly was Bruce Springsteen. Chanel Jones was Tina Turner. And Savannah Guthrie was Cyndi Lauper. That must have been
funny.
Cute.
Yeah.
Hoda Kotb. Hoda Kotb was Elton John, which is fun. That's a fun costume to do. Over on ABC, Good Morning America went 80s as well. Robin Roberts was Dominique Devereaux from Dynasty. Do you remember that
character? Oh, I do. Diane Carroll, yes.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
Michael Strahan was Mr. T. Amy Robach was Peg from Married with Children. Lara Spencer was Captain Steubing from The Love Boat. Ginger Z.
Yes, meteorologist.
Was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. George Stephanopoulos was Alex Keaton from Family Ties. And Rob Marciano was Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Funny.
On The View, they did a bunch of them. People from Frozen, people from Black Panther. The Talk did a bunch of lip sync performances like Pink and Dolly Parton, Janet Jackson. Sharon Osbourne was Dolly Parton.
Did The Talk hire a new person?
I don't believe they have yet. I'm not sure if they'll seat someone else on the panel. Rebel Wilson was a guest on Ellen. Ellen was dressed as a contestant on The Bachelor. So she must have been, a bachelorette who came on. She was probably, I didn't see the picture of her, but I'm sure it was long hair and big boobs. And Rebel Wilson showed up as Wilson from Castaway. Rebel Wilson is a big girl, and I think that's a pretty funny damn costume. She came as a soccer ball or a volleyball. Is that what that was, a volleyball?
Volleyball, yeah.
Heidi Klum, she always goes nuts. And this year was no different. She was Fiona. Let me see if I can find the picture. Bunch of these got printed out. She was Fiona, and her boyfriend was Shrek. I don't know who her boyfriend is right now. Oh my God. Look at how cute she looks, Fiona from Shrek.
Wow.
Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, she was Batman. That looks pretty good. The Red Hot Chili Peppers performed, let's see. Let's say they were at like a high school.
Oh, Heidi Klum looks great.
She looks amazing.
Cute.
Oh, I think that Anthony Kiedis might have been Simple Jack as well. This is Chad Smith's kids' high school.
They performed?
They did a performance
for the
there.
Halloween party?
Mm-hmm. Let me see if there's any other good ones here. Yeah, it's the usual. It's the usual. Actually, Justin Timberlake's family was very cute. They went as Lego heroes. Do you ever watch any of those Legos movies?
I'm familiar. Haven't watched them yet.
Though. Mariah Carey really spiced it up with a sexy nurse.
Where did she go that she was photographed? Or is this just her posting?
It says where
is this
it
her
was.
On Instagram?
Mariah Carey was in Tokyo. And she brought her kids in costume up on stage. I guess she's performing.
Oh.
And is that her dancer?
I think that's her boyfriend,
Brian
isn't
Tanaka?
It?
Brian Tanaka?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not her boyfriend?
It is her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
They seem a little close.
They do. He's definitely a sexy doctor and she's a sexy nurse. So, good for them. And that's all I got time for. People dressed up for Halloween, everyone. It's news.
Bryn says the show's posted.
Oh, great.
Secret show.
Thanks, Bryn. Now go to sleep.
If I could mention Scott Capurro's 15 minutes to start the show.
Oh, my God.
Crushed.
Absolutely. He should do a 10-minute show time.
Like, that guy... crushed. So, and it's not
he
politically
managed to
correct.
Offend everyone.
It was offensive. If you're not into that, don't listen to him.
Or do.
He's just going to crank you up and make you mad. But I thought he was sharp, funny.
He's so rapid fire. He tells like 4 jokes in a row and you miss 2 of them because you're laughing during the. I mean, he's so quick. He was absolutely great. And actually, Rudy had a couple of really funny moments too as he was commenting on stuff.
It was nice of a lot of our. People to show up.
The regs, the regulars. Yeah, it was a great, oh my God, it was so fun. You got to go to RadioAlice.com and listen to yesterday's Secret Show podcast. All right, what's coming from the news, Vincent?
I'm going to tell you why you're single after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Alice in Wonderland is right around the corner. It's on December 6th, and it features One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Fronte. There are limited tickets still available, and you can snag them here by listening all the live long day. Keep it on Alice 24/7 for your chance to get at these. Or go to LiveNation.com and get them before they're all gone. All the Winterland details are at RadioAlice.com. And we have a pair at 7:30, so be here for that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by...
your mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Here's what's happening. Sorry, let me get this in order. So we'll begin with the news that broke yesterday. Willie McCovey has passed away at the age of 80. He was the San Francisco Giants first baseman and was a, I don't think tag team's the right word, but played with Willie Mays, and they were two greats, two big stars of baseball at that time, and continued to be a local hero and icon. They say here at 80, he had ongoing health issues. I don't have the specific.
Maybe. He had the 80s.
Yeah. I do know someone, an ANN reporter, who actually knew him. Casual acquaintance is probably the way she would have put it. But she said he was the sweetest, nicest man. None of that, hey, honey kind of stuff. Just super sweet, super nice every time.
Well, and I think AT&T Park has done a great job. Like, there's Willie
honoring
Mays
him.
Plaza, and then he used to hit to, I guess it was like a right field home run that he was known for, and so that McCovey Cove
is...
it's huge. It's great.
...is a neat way to honor someone, and no doubt, I'm sure, in his old age, he felt like, I get to leave that behind. How very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That will live forever, even though he won't.
Nobody does.
Right.
I was looking at his wiki, and it says on August 1st, 2018, McCovey married Estella Behar at AT&T Park.
That was part of his story in some of the news channels that did sort of, what do they call those?
Just a look back or
eulogy.
Eulogy, right. Yeah, he married someone just recently that he loved very much. So as sad as that is, that's also neat that...
still finding love.
Well, I don't know what it would be like to be 80, but I don't know that I would be. I guess you're still interested, right?
Sure.
In companionship and partnership.
30 years away for us. Yeah,
that's another lifetime.
It's actually nice to think that you'll still, because even though the outside of you changes, as long as you hang on to your faculties upstairs. Which doesn't happen for all of us. I have no hope. That you still feel like yourself, you know, that you still have the same interests and, you know, you're still the same person underneath it all.
It's neat, though. He left behind a nice legacy, so good for
him. Very nice. Rest in peace.
Willie McCovey has passed. Okay, from that baseball story to a horrible one.
Uh-oh.
A Boston Red Sox fan that lives in Los Angeles woke up the day after his favorite team won the World Series... in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Missing teeth, a fractured nose, and 5 stab wounds as L.A. Dodger fans jumped him. Josh Davis, 36, was attacked by a group of Dodger fans Sunday night following the Red Sox World Series win at Dodger Stadium. He's in stable condition and recovering. The incident obviously brings to mind Brian Stowe, who was also attacked and had his life changed forever.
For being a fan of the other team.
Right. Two Dodger fans who decided to show him what's what.
How incredibly horrible. That's awful.
That was back in 2011. This was 4 days ago or 3 days ago, whatever. What day is today? It's Thursday.
Friday at 9. It's Friday at 9.
It's Friday at 9? Let's get out of here. We're done?
Yeah. We're done.
Guys.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
You wouldn't want to skip the movie review, Hooman.
Well, you know.
Oh, is that today?
Yeah. That's today.
Oh.
I can't wait. I'm gonna try as hard as I can to go see that tomorrow.
That means Tommy's coming by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
So that's the just something I thought I'd
terrible.
What the hell, Dodger fans? My goodness, man.
They were saying that they're going to beef up security tonight at the game. Raiders, 49ers. I guess they're worried.
Well, it's worrisome that this is what's happening. And, you know, a lot of it is you got a jerk and you had beer. And you
booze is never an excuse for, I mean, you get a DUI, you are in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get to say I was drunk. Right. You were drunk driving a car. So it's never, and I, as a drunk, I'm saying this because I don't get to wash away every bad thing.
Oh, no, I'm not
did.
Saying it's their excuse. I'm saying that's the problem.
Yeah, it is, though. That's what I was working up to, which is, you're right, though. It's drunken, belligerent behavior that goes hand in hand with football.
And sometimes, and sports in general, then, you know, it's a groupthink thing, too. Like, this is a pack of people who maybe individually wouldn't have even considered, even if they were drunk. But you get them together and they start to get rowdy and they're feeding each other's anger.
That's right.
Right. No, it's just awful.
So
it's just inhuman, really. It's completely uncivilized, and someone needs to. I don't know if you can teach people it's just a game. For some people, it seems to be far more.
The Thursday night football game is Raiders Niners. It's the Battle of the Bay, or also known as the Battle of One Wins, because both teams are tragic.
Well, how great that one of them will come out with a win.
Both teams.
One of our teams is going to win this week, you guys.
Yay.
This is going to be great.
Both our teams are super junky. Junky, bad, yucky, whatever word you want to use.
They stink.
We're awful.
There's a bad smell.
So, I'm a Niners guy, and I'll watch, and I'll root for them, but we aren't good. Now we're looking at draft picks.
Mm. Well, that's always good news, I guess. Yay for next season.
And I hope Jimmy G is running or crutching or whatever rehab is necessary. I hope he's doing it as we speak.
Mm. That's what the Niners say every season. We got next season.
Well, that's not true. We were in a Super Bowl not that long ago.
Oh, who doesn't miss Harbaugh? Come on.
I liked him. And he's doing good. Michigan's in a good place this year. I think they're ranked fourth or fifth.
Fifth, yeah. But the national championship is going to be at Levi's this year.
Mm.
So
fun.
That would be so great if Jim returns to play.
One of the themes on yesterday's podcast was a young man who was like, why can't I... he was saying, you know, I only get these crazy girls. I just want to, I'm single, but I want a person.
Yeah. 38-year-old dude, nice guy.
Uh-huh. We got in there and really...
Johnny started screaming at him, your standards are too high.
Yeah.
Johnny'd been drinking.
Yeah, the beer stein may have been a bad idea, buddy. Starting that too early.
Fuck it.
But it was fun.
It was great.
Anyway, there was a survey that asked people what personality traits and physical traits of theirs they specifically blame for holding them back.
Oh.
What's keeping you single?
It's my laziness. I'm so lazy. I can't muster the... I can't put it all together and take it outside.
For men, they said, I'm not outgoing enough.
Oh.
I have low self-esteem.
Oh.
I'm too polite.
That can hold you back.
I'm too boring.
Human?
None of these things are true about me. None of them.
And I'm too nerdy.
Oh.
I'm not, yeah. That's
on
not
Survivor, me. That nerd boy was featured last night. And it's fun.
It was, you know, I might have slept through some of the featured part, but, you know, it's that tragic thing where he's like, I live my life just being afraid that I'm going to be ostracized. And I don't really have friends that I can touch. It just feels so good to be in the Brochachos because I feel included. And of course, he keeps going because he cannot stop talking.
Right.
They can montage him out anytime they want.
But
it was very touching.
The story also is that they haven't ostracized him.
No.
And he is part of the team.
They're including
and
him.
They're doing a great job using him up till they can throw him away, which is the game. That's not
yes,
me being
not,
a jerk.
Sure.
That's what they're going
to
do.
Every single one of them wants all the other people
right.
to be gone.
That's how you
ultimately,
win.
Ultimately, right.
Right. So
much fun as we're having. I can't wait till you're gone and I get my $1 million.
Those moments they create where you're like, oh, and look, they're friends and they really accept him. accept that they're gonna.
Accept him though.
They do.
They'll be friends outside of this. Yeah, it's a.
But they're playing a game where one person wins.
Yep, it's true. You know, the thing about people like Christian, who's on the show, is these people who have been outcast or suffered from that in their lives tend to be the people that get used and hurt the most because their loyalty is disproportionate to the game. They're talking about how there's some angling for one of the Brochachos to, or in the setup, they were talking about how one of the Brochachos might be out next week, like that they, you know, there people are angling toward him. I'm like, well, that Christian dude's not going to go for that. He's got a thing going on with them that is much stronger on his side than it is necessarily on their side.
Right.
And he'll throttle his own game just to be loyal.
Back to the survey where single people were asked, what's holding you back from finding partnership? Mm. For women, they say, I'm not outgoing enough. So
both
sexes have that in common. I have low self-esteem. Also on the list.
Sure.
I'm too boring. Also on the list.
Well, you can do things to fix yourself from being boring, for sure.
I'm too intelligent.
Oh.
And I'm too outspoken on the list.
You know, what's sad about that is that women do tamp their voices down in order to not be outspoken. I've seen it. I've done it myself. I have dumbed it down. I've swallowed the thing I was going to say because not really on this show. I never seem to be able to swallow what I shouldn't say. But because it's perceived as a negative when a woman is outspoken or super confident. It's definitely like a lot of dudes, not all dudes. You're great about it. And a lot of dudes don't want a chick who is taking charge. Mm-hmm. And I've done it and I've seen other people do it. Kind of pull themselves back, tamp themselves down. Don't do it, girls. Let your light shine. Be the best. Be the biggest best you possibly can be. Screw those people.
I want a partner where I'm going to mix it up with someone and that we have actual conversations. But I've certainly early on in dating had, and this has happened more than once, I've had a woman say, "I get what I want, and I want you." And it's the biggest turnoff. Like, it's spoiled brat talk.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I get anything I want. Mm. And if I've turned my eyes
on you,
that's
a bad way to say it.
And I just can't believe.
Yeah, tamp that down, girls.
That's
like braggy awfulness. That's like overconfidence.
That's turn off in a way that I can't even every time I've had that said to me, I've been like, peace.
No, you don't. Mm. See you later.
Bye.
Guess what you're not getting?
No.
I get what I want.
For men, the things holding them back, too, are physical traits holding them back. My abs aren't toned enough.
Oh, don't worry about that,
Or toned at all.
Frankly, I don't want to be with someone whose abs are more toned than mine because I'm going to look like a white blob of lump next to you.
I'm too fat. My chest isn't toned enough. My arms aren't toned enough. And I'm too short.
No, don't ever worry about any of those things. You just described my husband perfectly.
For women, they say the traits holding them back, physical traits, are too fat, my abs aren't toned enough, my arms aren't, it's all that body. But also on the list for women was, my nose is too big.
Aww.
Oh, stop it. Your nose is what makes you beautiful.
Character.
Yep. It's like when Jennifer DeGray got that nose fixed. It's like,
well, ruined.
Yeah, even Ashley Simpson. I still love Ashley Simpson's freaking honker. That was so, you know, she just looks like every other pretty blonde girl. Boring.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Taj is 7 weeks old. A few days ago, Michael posted a pic.
Okay.
7 weeks.
Seven.
Everyone.
Seven plus.
And he looks like he can do push-ups already.
He does look strong. I like Taj. It's funny because we've known Michael for a long time. It's going to be, I just love watching people's kids grow up. I love watching a little Diamond. I love your kids. I mean, it's fun to see people's kids grow up.
I posted those rascals too.
Did you
posted them?
On Instagram,
them? Oh, good.
Yeah.
You post them together or you do two separate posts?
No, I don't do, what? Two separate posts. There's two pictures in one post.
All right, I'm going to look. Which one did you put in front?
Jasmine is the front photo because it's her birthday today. And that's the
second like picture of Doc Brown as a baby.
6'5"
there she
says,
is. Oh my God.
Happy birthday, Isla. My kid's 5 today. How's that?
Dang.
Day of the Dead.
925 says, every day the commute starts at 2, Vinny. That's not just a Halloween thing.
It does start really effing early.
If I leave here late, I'm like, oh my goodness, really? Yeah.
It was crazy driving home yesterday. I thought, this is ridiculous. I'm in stop and go traffic at 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
What were you thinking about? Like, what kind of stuff goes through your mind during that?
Well, I feel like, is this an accident? So usually I'm trying to get to the bottom of it and think of alternate plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While I just sit there and really do nothing.
Steam.
Well,
in your car.
What are you going to do? What am I going to do?
You bitch about it. Complain.
I'll take 84 because that's going to help. Some people like my costume. That's very nice.
Yeah,
Vinny, you look so hot in that costume. I mean, seriously, next level.
I just can't believe. I mean, I honestly, I thought it was great, but I mean, the amount of likes, I'm so happy. I looked last night after hours and hours of being up there. I just went and looked back at all the stuff I'd posted yesterday. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, it's such a popular picture. Oh. Oh, I can't believe it. I got to put up more pictures of Vinny.
Too bad the actual caption is, here's Vinny coming out of the bathroom.
No.
That's what I was doing.
That's not the caption. I was trying to, you know, I was trying to actually make it look like you were on like a spaceship. So I wanted to get you in the hall, but then I realized you're in the bathroom. I'm like, F it, I'm just taking up. Come on, this
right.
Be funny. Even Jean-Luc Picard has to go pee.
I love when you all are dragging and hanging. And Vinny, pictures are for posting, not hoarding. I posted them.
Yeah,
they're up.
They're up. Oh my God, the picture of the baby is so cute. Hair.
Goofball. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. Well, it's Day of the Dead, so I'm going to start with something about that. Dead people.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.